W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. Golfer Brooks Koepka is a champion once again. The 33-year-old won his fifth major title Sunday in Rochester, New York. Jim Nantz had the call on CBS Sports.
Koepka conquers the PGA at Oak Hill.
He has battled injuries in recent years.
This is wild. I look back at where we were 2 years ago, everything that's going on. I'm just so happy right now. I'm kind of at a loss for words, but this is just the coolest thing.
Well, the country's running out of money, and President Biden and House Speaker McCarthy plan to meet face-to-face again in the afternoon to try to raise the debt ceiling. Mr. Biden arrived back from Japan late Sunday night. While he was there, he had this message for Republicans.
It's time for Republicans to accept that there is no bipartisan deal to be made solely on their partisan terms.
The U.S. Senate is boosting security after recent attempts to attack federal officials. Correspondent Scott McFarlane.
CBS News has learned all 100 U.S. senators have been offered satellite phones in the case of natural or civil emergency or a man-made attack against a communication system, and at least 50 have already accepted. There's also a new demonstration room in the basement of the Senate showing staffers and senators duress buttons, bulletproof glass, and mail screening equipment to help protect home state offices.
A Falcon 9 rocket roared into space carrying four astronauts, including two from Saudi Arabia, on a private mission funded by Axiom Space. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood has more on what they'll be doing at the International Space Station.
They've got a full slate of public outreach. This is a very big deal in Saudi Arabia. The two Saudi astronauts are going to be addressing school kids with some STEM experiments they'll do on the Earth as well as in space. And they're hoping that'll help inspire some renewed interest in science, math, technology.
The Foo Fighters have a new drummer. They introduced fans to their newest member in a live stream. It comes more than a year after drummer Taylor Hawkins' death.
Dudes! Oh.
It featured other iconic drummers from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Tool, and Motley Crue before we finally meet Josh Freese.
Excuse me! Guys, could we just, like, I don't know, play a song?
He's a veteran session drummer and a longtime friend of frontman Dave Grohl. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
The band kicks off its new tour Wednesday in New Hampshire. Uber's diversity chief has been put on leave after a work panel titled Don't Call Me Karen that focused on the experience of white women in America. The New York Times reports that employees felt that the event was done in poor taste. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The Dell Technologies Summer Sale event is on with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest Intel Core processors like thin and light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. It's the perfect season to power your passions during Dell's Summer Sale event. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to U.S. residents by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. An update at Solaris caused many area businesses in Wisconsin Rapids to lose phone service this morning. They hope to have the problem fixed soon and restore service. In Portage County, the Judicial General Government Committee will meet on Monday, May 22nd at 5:30. The 36th class of graduates from the Law Enforcement 720 Academy program celebrated their achievement on Wednesday. 16 Mid-State Technical College students completed the basic law enforcement training they need to become an officer in Wisconsin. Kurt Hewer, Law Enforcement Academy Director, said this is a critical step for students entering the field of law enforcement. The 720 hours of training is an intense mix of classroom and hands-on training, preparing the recruits to handle the effective communication skills, critical decision-making abilities, and physical rigors of being a well-equipped guardian to protect and serve our communities. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 49 overnight under overcast skies, winds out of the southeast around 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies, tomorrow high of 77, lows level off around 54, tomorrow night mainly clear. Mainly sunny skies Tuesday with daytime highs approaching 80, 66 Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 50.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. President Biden is just minutes away from his pull-aside with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the G7 summit in Japan. The one-on-one comes as Mr. Biden rethinks U.S. air support for Kyiv's battle with Russia. CBS's Deborah Pata has more from Ukraine.
More aid has been pledged, including a whopping nearly $3 billion military package from Germany and an announcement from the U.K. and the Netherlands that they are building an international coalition to help procure F-16 fighter jets for Ukraine, followed by a stunning U-turn from the U.S., which has previously insisted it was not feasible to send the advanced jets to Kyiv. President Biden now says the U.S. will train Ukrainian pilots.
The White House says President Biden is ready to jump back into those stalled debt ceiling talks. He's scheduled to speak with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy by phone before heading back to Washington. The horse National Treasure comes up big, winning the Preakness Stakes. But the win comes hours after another horse owned by Bob Baffert suffered a catastrophic leg injury and had to be euthanized. He tried to collect his thoughts on NBC.
To win this, it's losing that horse today really hurt, but I'm happy for Johnny. He got the win. I have a great team. I got my boys with me. I'm sorry, but it's been a very emotional day.
The second privately funded flight to the International Space Station is set for an afternoon launch. Neither Axiom Space nor businessman and pilot John Schaffner will say how much his seat costs, but he tells CBS News he hopes the price will eventually come down.
It was expensive in the early days of aviation when the first commercial airplanes were developed. I mean, only it took people of means to get on that. And now we have a commercial aviation sector that everyone enjoys. And I look forward to when the same thing happens for space.
Remembering a page-turner for the ages, British novelist, essayist, and nonfiction author Martin Amis.
A writer's accomplishments are often measured by his impact on others. New Statesman editor George Eaton says he can't overstate the impact Martin Amis had on his readers.
Everyone who read Martin Amis, certainly a lot of people who read Martin Amis, came away wanting to be a writer.
Amis is best known for novels like Money, A Suicide Note, London Fields, and The Information. A film adaptation of his 2014 novel, The Zone of Interest, has just premiered at the Cannes Film Festival. His agent says Amis died at his home here in Florida after a battle with cancer. Martin Amis was 73. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
And this is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now. And AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to Hot Gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Gerrymandering is not democracy. It's commie government. It's fake government. You have somebody that gets 48% of the vote and they get 67% of the seats. That is not democracy. It's fake democracy. It's the appearance of law without the reality or the actuality of law.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Serving Central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213. Or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. The annual Portage County Safety Fair is tomorrow, Saturday, May 20th. Portage County Emergency Service Agencies and Mark Toyota of Plover are hosting this free, fun, and educational event from 10 to 2 at Mark Toyota in the Village Park of Plover. The event focuses on safety and emergency preparedness for all ages. Live fire demonstrations, emergency vehicle displays, a fire safety house, boat simulator, and hands-only CPR are just some of the activities planned for the day. You can purchase food and drinks from the Boys and Girls Club and help their organization. Four of Wisconsin's five major power companies are asking regulators to let them raise rates next year. For Alliant Energy customers, the hikes would add about $13 a month to the average light bill and a little more than $5 a month to the average gas bill. Decisions are expected by the end of the year. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 49 overnight under overcast skies, winds out of the southeast around 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies, tomorrow high of 77, lows level off around 54, tomorrow night mainly clear. Mainly sunny skies Tuesday with daytime highs approaching 80, 66 Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 50.
Over the course of an eight-day mission, about 20 different science experiments, including how microgravity affects stem cell growth.
That's correspondent Mark Strassman. CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
We're all familiar with the three whats. What is it? What can it do for me? And what does it cost? At Country Financial, we can help you find the answers with insurance coverage to help protect what's most important to you, all at a price you can afford. So while you're juggling work and kids while trying to keep an eye on your future, we'll make sure we're one of the first ones there when you need us most. What should you do next? Call Matthew Holbrook, your Country Financial representative at 414-332-2137 and chat about your insurance needs today. 414-332-2137.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition. We air grievances. It is the happy hour. We're rolling through them and, you know, we're lightly screening the calls. 844-967-2789. We abbreviated you, Dana. We didn't mean to cut you short, man. What do you got for us?
It's all good. You got to keep the flow of the show, right? I just want to say again, though, I really am excited about you guys coming across. It's going to be great. I mean, this local radio show, these guys are, they need help. So hopefully they'll tune in and get some education. Say, regarding DeSantis, I don't know. I've just noticed he seems to be getting a little more bold lately. You know, his meatballs are growing a little bit there. I think he knows that Trump is going to be in jail by the time it all comes to fruition. I think that has to do with, if you read into his statement that he said the other day about there's only two people that could be elected president, Biden or me. He's excluding Trump. And I think maybe he might have a little insight on the Trump's future. What do you guys think?
Well, he's trying to cast his own wants upon Trump's future.
Right.
I mean, Dana, don't trust anybody running for the Republican nomination to tell you their actual assessment. I mean, if you look at the current polling, DeSantis is getting handed his ass by Trump. And I certainly think, indictments could take down Trump ultimately, even politically amongst Republicans. If there's enough public evidence presented, you'd like to think it changed.
More indictments.
More,
yes,
substantial indictments, Dana. Hell, Bill Barr, Trump's former attorney general, says he's most vulnerable on the Mar-a-Lago docks, the foreign docks,
yeah,
and that kind of stuff. I mean, there's all sorts of vulnerability for this man. But at the end of the day, DeSantis is Scott Walker. Scott Walker, we don't need an apprentice, sir. That's all DeSantis is doing.
Yeah, but what happens if DeSantis and Scott Walker are on the stage, Dana, and there's no Donald Trump? Because Donald Trump's been indicted for RICO conspiracy and seditious conspiracy and God knows what else between now and then. I mean, why wouldn't every Republican throw their hat in the ring if you see the headwinds that Donald Trump has to deal with?
DeSantis doesn't have the courage to say that Donald Trump didn't win the election in 2020. If you don't have the stones to tell the truth, I don't know how you win a general election.
You
cannot pivot and deflect on that point forever.
Donald Trump doesn't have... Listen, Crudy, Donald Trump won't say that. So that kind of just defies everything you just said about the stones to tell the truth. I mean, Donald Trump doesn't think Donald Trump won the election. He continues to say that. So, yeah, of course you can lie about the last election and get elected, presumably, because that's the guy leading right now. Dana,
you know,
your thoughts.
Yes, Dana, your thoughts.
Well, yeah, I agree. DeSantis is weak, no charisma and nothing. But like Dom says, if he's the only one around, all the other people that have jumped in already, they're not viable, like you said, Crudy.
Well, they don't have hundreds of millions of dollars, Dana.
Right.
DeSantis does.
I think that's what DeSantis is banking on. I think that's what he's banking on when he makes that type of statement. That's all I got. You guys have a great weekend, all right?
Coming for you soon in God's country, Dana.
Yeah, take care out there in the LAX, the other LAX.
The cool one, the one that we went to college in, and some of us partied and tipped over cop cars.
Oh, yeah.
You know, can you imagine if we had a radio station right down on 3rd Street, right at the scene of the crime, Dom?
Oh, man. It would be appropriate.
That place on the corner cost too much. Sorry.
Too bad.
Up on 4th Street.
967-2789. Well, that's around the bend. It'll be fine. But I'm going to get to Dana's point. You know, I mean, really. So we have the window here. Fani Wills, Fulton County DA, telling the judge, keep people away. Don't schedule any cases for Fulton County. No cases for 2 weeks. I mean, that's kind of a big deal to put everyone to clear your schedule. 70% of the people working remotely from home, but I'll be here with the armed investigators. All right. So that's the tell. So let's assume that comes to fruition. Indictments is bad. The worst indictments you possibly think. RICO and seditious conspiracy. Line it up, knock them down. You think that won't have an impact on the polling? You don't think that, I don't want to put words in your mouth. What impact do you think that will have on the polling?
Well, I think ultimately Donald Trump is unelectable in the general election. I think if we put Biden and Trump on the ballot together, Biden's going to win again.
Well, the polling will tell you differently today. So how do you justify
it? It's a long ways away because there's like 15% that say they're undecided. They're holding out hope for something better. But if they're faced with the dilemma between Donald Trump and Joe Biden, I think people, you'll get 81 million more people and probably a lot of young kids besides, could be 85 million for Joe Biden. But it's still an electoral college contest. And that's what scares me is the individual state counts. But indictments don't take him out of the running, and they do not kill him in the Republican primary. So I think Ron DeSantis' claims to, he's the electable one. I think they're being hurt by this polling, and I don't think DeSantis is particularly charismatic or any other damn thing. I don't see what the appeal is. The wife is more ambitious than he is. Man, I read it Politico this morning. Ron DeSantis' wife, they called her the Dragon Lady. And that's like people from the DeSantis campaign. They say there is no decision he makes that he doesn't run by his wife first. And she's talking about
really smart in that regard.
Yeah, well, you're not supposed to govern through your wife when you're the sitting governor of the state of Florida.
Yeah, I'll tell that to Nancy Reagan. Come on, man.
Well, you know what? I never saw them.
I mean, obviously, spouses have big influence, Michael. I mean,
it's a long read about Casey DeSantis. Here are a couple of the highlights, raw story, and then we'll get back to the phones. 844-967-2789. Donald Trump's allies are sharpening their knives against Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' wife as they try to snuff out his presidential ambitions. And even the Florida governor's former aides and donors are piling on. Casey DeSantis plays a crucial role in her husband's political rise and counts as his most trusted advisor. But several former administration staffers and even the governor's 2024 supporters complained that her influence isn't always helpful. She is both his biggest asset and his biggest liability. And I say biggest asset in that I think she does make him warmer and softer. But he needs to be surrounded with professional people, not just her. He's got a cabinet of one dom. I've heard from staffers frustrated that they think the governor's made a decision. He talks to her, comes back. The decision is opposite or different. The sad part is I think she's very smart. I think she's very talented. But she also needs to realize they want to play, if they want to play on the stage, they need serious help. I worry that winning the gubernatorial race, winning the reelect, has made her overconfident in her ability to de facto run a presidential campaign. Eberhardt, this a Republican operative, suggested she take a more traditional role as a president candidate's wife, meaning the former TV reporter and anchor remain active and visible, but not necessarily the architect of his campaign. But staffers who work for DeSantis don't see that happening. He's a leader who makes political decisions with the assistance of his wife, who was elected by nobody, who's blindly ambitious, said one former DeSantis administration staffer, and she sees ghosts in every corner. A second former staffer agreed. She's more paranoid than he is.
I don't believe it. How is that even possible?
Here is what else they said about DeSantis and the wife. He's a vindictive MF-er, and she's the scorekeeper.
Well, the full quote, he's a vindictive MF-er. She's twice that. Damn.
She's the scorekeeper. So, you know, don't cross Mrs. DeSantis, apparently, Dom. That was a brutal hit piece at Politico, and the guy hadn't even run yet, and that's what they're saying about his wife.
Well, I mean, I don't really care, do you? I'm going to talk about why.
Wait till he gets on the stage next to Donald Trump, and you think Donald Trump would be vulnerable on this topic. Oh, you let your wife make all the decisions. Governor Casey, I mean, he is just going to eviscerate this guy.
I confide in my wife. Unlike you, when she's pregnant and having a baby, you're out pumping a porn star and then, you know, got to get sued about it. How about that? Or, you know, you're sexually assaulting women in a store. You want to talk about that, Trump? Come on, man. I mean, you got to be kidding me. I can't imagine, even with Ron DeSantis, as socially awkward as he is, he's got to be able to, you know, absorb the concept.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
He is a bully himself, and he is a coward at heart. They both are, but Trump's just better at it.
I mean, I'm not sure that he is. I'm not sure. I mean, guy, what does it take to stand up and just spew nonsense nonstop? You know, the privilege that a guy like Trump lives in. I mean, I don't know that he ever got punched in the nose at the bar for talking too much trash, right? Because he doesn't act like he's ever had any consequence for all the trash talking that he does. And in fact, you look at the reality of the situation, trying to overthrow the U.S. government. But, you know, beside the point, let's just keep it on a human level.
No, he never got his ass kicked. He should have a million times over. You and I know that would have
maybe bettered our nation, our world, and our future if someone
punched
just
in the nose isn't a bad thing sometimes.
Teaches you a few lessons really quick. Don't know who you are until a man gets punched in the mouth, right?
Everyone's got a plan until they get punched in the nose, right?
844-967. Rhetorically speaking, of course.
Of course.
844-967-2789. Patty from Fort Lauderdale, one of Ron DeSantis's constituents.
Hello, Patty.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey. Someone described Ron DeSantis as the guy who stole Pee Wee Herman's bike. I thought it was an app. Hey, I'm livid because I used to work. Actually, I have a state pension, a small state pension, and I'm reading an article here that he's been giving away Florida pension money to Wall Street donors. The article's in the Jacobin, JACOBIN.com by Matthew Cunningham. It's Florida governor has been giving huge sums of state retirement money to underperforming private equity firms that donate to his campaign efforts. And he's been and they're in Bermuda. There's Aeolus Capital Management, Elliott Management, a couple other ones. And they were saying that and then they turn around and donate to the Friends of Ron DeSantis group through a Republican group, and they were saying that we should have $10 billion more in the retirement fund if they had invested in Standard & Poor's decent, regular investment places. We should have been getting over 4 years a 15.75% return under S&P 500 index stocks. We've been getting a 0.7% return.
Hey.
Yeah. So if you want to read the article, it's, like I said, it's by Matthew Cunningham Cook, and it's titled Ron DeSantis is Giving Away Florida Pension Money to Wall Street Donors. And when he's going to announce for president, he's going down to Miami and going to be meeting with donors.
Well, that's what you do, Patty. You go line up the big fat checks because you've been doing them favors. This guy reminds me so much of Scott Walker. Remember when Scott Walker was the governor of the state of Wisconsin and he would effectively accept gobs of money? One of them was written in the comments section because Scott Walker asked, but they would give money to 501c3s that would then coordinate with Scott Walker's reelection campaign, which was illegal at the time. But they were from like the lead-based paint industry, and then Scott Walker offered legislation that would shield them from any liability. And oh yeah, there was Gobekli Taconite, and they were the ones that wanted to do the sulfide mining in northern Wisconsin. It's all very corrupt. That's why DeSantis reminds me a lot of Wanker. Come back, more devils.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Anybody running against Trump, if he calls them a nasty name, they should hit him back twice as hard. This is not the Marcus of Queensberry gentleman's rules anymore. In politics, certainly not in the Republican Party. Hit him hard.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. Log on civicmedia.us.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent.
Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows level off around 50 overnight, under mainly clear skies, south winds around 5 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 80. Lows around 52. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. A blend of clouds and sun Tuesday, with daytime highs approaching 82. 62 Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 50 degrees.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is the Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
You know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
Hey now, you middlemen!
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now on the phones at 844-967-2789.
Joanne from Madison. Welcome, Joanne. Got a grievance this Friday.
Hi, Joanne.
Well, this is a grievance. It's an announcement tomorrow, 2 p.m. Saturday at the state capitol, the Rally for Public Schools. Be there or be square. We're going to be rallying to give get more money from the state to the schools. And for little things like breakfast and lunch for all students, just like Minnesota has. We got to keep up with our neighbors. And, of course, we need to give more money for students who have more support for students who have various forms of disability. And that's lacking right now. So 2 p.m. Tomorrow, Saturday, at the Capitol. And, of course, the weather will be perfect. It'll be right after the farmer's market, and everybody's going to be in a great mood. But we need to do a little bit of work to support our teachers.
Joanne, Southwest Side, I would imagine?
I'm looking at this website right now, the WEAC website. It doesn't specify. It ought to be around the whole square, the way that I'm hearing people are coming out.
Well, normally they start on the State Street side, and I would just Joanne.
I would assume it's going to be starting over there. And so you can get some great tulip sightings, too, since the square is especially pretty right now. So, again, I hope to see you there tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
Joanne, thanks for informing the audience. I was just going to point out the new Civic Media World Headquarters, one block away. Dayton Street and State Street, one block from the southwest side, because when the protests or the movements or the collections of people come, or the farmers markets or protests or whatever, man, it's always the southwest side, the Civic Media side of the square.
I got you, man.
844-967-2789. You know who else you'd see if you go out? I gotta get there before 2. Our pal Gordy Kopke. Gordy, you gonna be at the farmers market tomorrow morning?
Hey, Gordy.
Absolutely. I'm busy loading my truck with some beautiful bloomers, and we're looking forward to a great day in the market. So stop by and see us, say hi at the booth, and then go up to the demonstration.
Gordy, what time's the farmer's market? What time's Gordy's greenhouse, Kopke's greenhouse, going to be open and for business out in the square?
We'll be open for business at 6:30 in the morning, and we're there until 1 o'clock.
Damn.
6:30 on a Saturday morning, Gordy?
Guess I got to stay up all night, Gordy.
Yeah, I used to party all night, but those days are long behind me now. Oh, well.
Well, you got to hang out with us, Gordy. We'll teach you how to do it all over again.
You can't do it like that. You'll be pushing up those daisies you're selling, Gordy. Thanks for the call, man.
6:30 on a Saturday? I mean, maybe on a weekday, but I guess it is the weekday for Gordy. Go see our pal, Gordy Kopke, 844-967-2789. Rico from Rock County. How you doing, Rico?
Rico.
Oh, yeah, doing good, guys. Hey, Gordy, I'm looking for tomato plants. You call it the perfect time. I got you, brother. Heading your way tomorrow probably for some tomato plants.
You know, you got to plant them after Mother's Day, and we're now beyond Mother's Day. Gordy is very insistent. Don't plant them too early. You freeze them out there.
Yeah, no, no, no.
Stupid Wisconsin. No,
the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown news talk and